弟兄姐妹朋友早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
啊，真的是很感谢神让我们经历祷告的能力。
We really thank God that we can experience the power of prayer.
你知道，两个多月前我们开始为敬礼祷告。
And 2 months we've prayed for our baptismal service.
当时呢，一开始只知道有一个青少年说要受洗。
And we only thought originally there was just one youth that wanted to be baptized.
祷告了一个多月之后呢，我们大家都知道上周我们一共就六位受洗的弟兄姐妹。
And after a month of prayer, we know last week we had about six brothers and sisters baptized.
我们就是祷告让教会的弟兄姐妹还没受洗还没接受耶稣的能够真正在心灵里面能够知道神的爱。
And what we prayed for is that the brothers and sisters in their hearts would really know our Lord Jesus.
然后能够从他们的心灵深处真的是能够回应主耶稣基督的救恩。
And respond to the salvation that is only found in Jesus.
我们很高兴。
And we're so happy.
那么我们也为敬礼的聚会祷告。
And we also prayed for the baptismal service itself.
上周在教会聚会的弟兄姐妹都知道。
And those of you that attended last week knows.
许许多多的幕前幕后的服事的弟兄姐妹。
There's so many co-workers in the background serving.
整个敬礼的这个敬拜的程序从头到尾都是充满着神的恩典。
And from the beginning to the end, it was full of the grace of God.
流程很通畅。
And the flow was smooth.
然后大家心里面都很喜乐。
And we're so filled with joy.
之后我还听说在吃午餐的时候。
And afterwards, I heard during lunchtime.
有些弟兄姐妹在桌上就跟那个他们桌上在同一桌的还不信主的这个朋友就在跟他们传福音。
And the people have already started to share the gospel to the people that they were eating with.
一点都不勉强。
It wasn't forced.
这是神的同在。
That's because God is with us.
回应我们的祷告。
And responding to our prayers.
那刚刚我们也听见培刚给我们分享。
And we just heard Chairman PK shared with us.
青少年团契预备了这样的一个聚会，就是邀请他们学校或者是他们生活当中。不在教会聚会的朋友来教会。
And the youth were encouraged to invite their friends to attend church, to come to church.
那个 Bex 师母他说他在预备的时候想大概可能五个到十个新来的朋友。
And Bex was originally skeptical and only thought that maybe only five people would attend.
结果没想到神的回答是五个和十连在一起变五十。
But then altogether there was about 50 people that attended.
那更感谢神的是不但是他们进教会弟兄姐妹我当我们进了教会之后我们能够得到最好的是神的拯救。
And not only did they come to church, but what they've received from coming to church is what is the best, and that is God's salvation.
而这些年轻人很多的这些朋友第一次来到我们教会当中就有机会听到主耶稣基督的福音和他的爱。
And these people, the firsttime they step foot into the church, they're able to hear the good news of gospel and the love of God.
神听我们的祷告。
And God hears our prayers.
这是合他心意的祷告。
It is a prayer that is according to his will and his heart. And it's a prayer that he's pleased with.
九个人听到福音就举手接受。
And 9 people raised their hand.
这些是青少年耶。
And these are youth.
他们应该是在做叛逆期的，对不对？表态啊。
And they should be in the rebellious stage.
应该是不想要来教会才对，是不是？
Normally, they would not want to attend church.
所以呢，这是神的工作。
But that is the work of God.
是神听我们的祷告。
Listening to our prayers.
也是我们教会的这群年轻人他们自己生命上面的见证。
And it's also because the life testimony that is exhibited in the life of our youth.
也是刘璋老师母和他们这些同工带领的同工他们的心血的付出。
And of course, it's also the sacrifice and the offering of Pastor Alex and Bex and all the counselors.
我们如果要看见神的作为，
if we want to see the work of God,
如果我们说我们爱主，我们要亲近主，我们要经历主，
if we say that we want to draw near to God, love God, and serve God.
我们一定要祷告。
We need to pray.
我们要知道怎么祷告。
We need to know how to pray.
所以圣经上面神的话语教我们说，我们要恒切的祷告。
And in Scripture, it teaches us to be constant in prayer.
那上回我们讲过，祷告到底是什么呢？
Well, last time we talked about, well, what exactly is prayer?
祷告事实上不难理解。
It's not hard to understand prayer.
祷告最简单的一个定义就是与神交谈。
The simplest definition for prayer is conversation with God.
罗马书12:12说到我们在盼望中要喜乐，在患难中要坚忍，然后呢，祷告要恒切。
In Romans 12:12, it says, Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and be constant in prayer.
这个恒切的原文希腊文就叫做 proskatereo.
And being constant in prayer in the original language is proskatereo.
那这句话的描述什么叫恒切，就是持续的去做这件事，勤奋的去做这件事，坚持的去做这件事。
And what this really means is to be persistent and to be diligent and to persevere.
所以我们就讲到，当圣经里面，当神的话语描述祷告要恒切的时候，我们就让我们看见一个恒切的祷告是有一个样子的。
And when it describes being constant in prayer, there is a method or a picture of that.
对，吃饭前谢饭，这是一种祷告。
So, giving thanks before a meal, that's a form of prayer.
可是这可能不是一个恒切祷告的样子。
But that's not constant in prayer.
你想要一件事情，你去跟神求，去祷告，这是祷告。
And if you want something and you seek that from God, that is a form of prayer too.
但是这不是一个恒切祷告的样子。
But that's not being constant in prayer.
所以我们要来认识，来学习什么样叫做恒切的祷告。
So then we need to learn what it really means to be constant in prayer.
那同时呢，我们要了解神要我们去恒切的祷告，不是因为这是一个规定。
And the other thing we need to understand is being constant in prayer is not a regulation that God gives us.
也不是说神给我们一个功课要去考我们试。
And it's not a homework or a test given to us by God.
神要我们学习恒切的祷告，是因为神爱我们，他有太多的祝福要让我们去经历。
It's because God loves us, and there's so many blessings that He wants us to experience.
神他自己是这么的美好，他要我们借着祷告能够更多的去认识他。
Because God is so good, He wants to use prayer for us to get to know Him.
所以上回呢，我们就开始讲到说，我们学习祷告的时候，我们要解决我们心中的可能两个问题。
So last time we talked about, well, there may be two issues when it comes to prayer.
是不是第一个部分就是那为什么要祷告呢？
One is two questions regarding prayer. One is why do we need to pray?
我们要知道这个为什么，我们才愿意去做。
Well, we need to understand why so that we would go and pray.
但是比为什么更重要的是要怎么去做。
But more important to why, well, how do we pray?
因为当我们知道了怎么去做的时候，我们就要去做。
Because once we understand how to pray, then we go and do it.
所以我们盼望，我的盼望就是当我们了解了为什么要祷告，当我们知道了一些如何去祷告的，这世上，那我们就要开始学习，我们要去贯彻，我们要去实践，我们在祷告上面能够更多的去亲近神，更多的去经历神。
So once we understand why and how to pray, it is my hope that we would be able to pray often and to draw near to God.
所以我们上回我们只举出三点为什么我们要祷告。
So last time we talked about the three points of why we need to pray.
很简单，第一个，神要我们祷告。
The first one simply is that God wants us to pray.
圣经里面神的话跟我们说我们要祷告。
Well, the Bible, God's word, tells us that we need to pray.
所以神说了我们就做。
So if God says so, then we should do it.
那么第二点呢，就是我们看见圣经里面神亲自的应许是，当我们祷告的时候，弟兄姐妹，神就工作。
And the promise in God's word is that when we pray, God works.
神给我们的应许是，属神的人跟他祷告的时候，这个祷告是大有功效的。
And the promise is that when his children pray, then there's power.
是带着能力的。
It brings power.
是可以见到它的果效的。
And we'll see the fruits.
那么第三点，为什么我们要祷告？是因为我们发现呢、啊，这个世界上面关乎于生命的大事太多了。
And the third is that the needs in life are huge.
而因为这太多的事情影响着生命，而太多的事情是超乎于我们掌控之外，所以我们需要祷告。
Because all these things in life are so vast and huge and out of our control that we need to pray to God.
这三点是让我们知道为什么要祷告，我们要去做。
So these three points helps us to understand why we need to pray. So
那么说到呢，我们要举出四点具体的怎么样来祷告。
Well, then we need to talk about four areas of, or four points of how we need to pray.
上回只讲到第一点而已。
And last time we only went through the first one.
我们讲到祷告的时候，我们要学习第一点，就是要能够自由无拘束的来到神面前祷告。但是同样，我们要学习正式的祷告。
The first is to be free and formal, but formal.
我们要知道怎么样子的。很自由的无拘束的很自然的来到神的面前来亲近他。
We need to know how to come before God freely to draw near to him.
这种在神的面前能够敞开我们的自己的心声，然后能够在神的面前释放的祷告是蒙神悦纳的祷告。
A prayer that is free and open to God is something that he's pleased with.
但是当我们要能够真正的能够自由释放的祷告，我们同样要能够知道怎么样的正式的去祷告。
But we need to learn how to be free and open to God in prayer. But we also need to learn how to be formal in prayer.
你想想看，我们在看这个 NBA 职业篮球赛的时候
，So when we watch an NBA game，
你知道我们都最喜欢看的都是这种超级巨星。
Of course, we like to watch the superstars in the NBA.
LeBron James, Steve Curry, 我们都喜欢看。
Like LeBron James and Steph Curry.
哇，他们打起球来啊，自由的，释放的，对不对
？So when they play, they play freely on the court.
然后呢，好像很有自主的启发性。
They play with a lot of confidence or
and creativity. And
creativity.、
Right?但是弟兄姐妹，你知道，你要能够打球打得这么自然、这么释放，他是花了多少时间、心血去做那个最基本的动作
？But do you know to be able to perform like that, how much time they've spent in drills and basic drills to be able to play that way?
怎么样运球
？How to dribble the ball?
怎么样投球
？How to shoot the ball?
光这个就是几百、几千、上万小时。和这个时间精力的投入和训练，是不是
？Just these two movements takes countless hours of practice.
然后你要把这个游戏的规则谨记于心
，and also be able to know the rules of the game.
到一个地步，就像是一种反射动作
，and they're so familiar with the game, it's like a reflex.、Yeah.
所以到了打球的时候，你看他看那么四十五分钟，他是把他最精彩、最自由、最释放 的方式能够释放出来，因为他已经有了基础。
But to be able to play at that level for 45 minutes, this creatively and openly is because they've already built this foundation.
你我要打球，我们也要像 Steve Curry 跟 LeBron James.
So if you want to play like that.
我们在球场上，我们也转啊，我们也投啊，我们也跳啊，这个球就不进。
But when we try to shoot and dribble the ball doesn't go in.
我记得以前跟 Roger 打球的时候，就说我们脑筋里面想的，我们都是那样个样子的，那行出来就不是。
So I often would talk to Roger about this. A lot of times we would think that we would make those moves, but in reality, we don't.Make those moves.
所以你只有这种创造力，你有这种自由想要去发挥，你没有基础，没有正式的去锻炼是做不出来的。
So even if you have that creativity in your mind, but without the basic skills and the practice and the foundation, you'll never be able to perform that.
但是感谢神，因为他让我们看见怎么样子去学祷告。
But we thank the Lord because.He's revealed to us how we should pray.
所以当我们讲到我们要学习正式祷告的时候，我们就说感谢神，神赐给我们他的话语，我们可以从圣经里面去学祷告。
And we thank the Lord because in His Bible He has revealed to us how to pray.
我们圣经里面给我们看见神的神的命令，看到神的应许，看到神的警告，我们就可以用圣经里面圣经的经文，我们可以来向神祷告。
So because the Bible tells us to pray the commands, pray the promises, and pray the warnings, then we can use the exact scripture to pray.
我们在读圣经的时候，我们不是只是去读它，去看故事，或者是去这个去学，好像这些资讯而已。我们要去学祷告。
When we look at scripture, it's not just to read a story or a storybook or to gather information, but it is to learn how to pray.
大卫王他犯罪之后，他在神面前谦卑认罪悔改的祷告。
King David, after committing sin, he confessed and humbled himself and prayed to God.
但是同时他为了要建圣殿，他心里面在神面前的这种奉献和赞美，他在预备材料的时候，他在神的面前，圣经上描述他的祷告。
And because he wanted to rebuild the temple, he also prayed to God.
我们看见约西亚王 King Josiah.
Well, when we see King Josiah.
他年幼的时候发现了摩西的律法。
In his youth, he found the commandments of Moses.
他自己的父亲，他自己的先祖，全国的人都不尊重神的时候。
And it was during the time where his fathers and his grandfathers went away from God.
圣经说他们在耶和华的眼中是行恶的。
And in the Bible, it says that they all were wicked in the eyes of the Lord.
但是他却因为发现神的话语，他带领自己和他全国的人民回到神的面前，他在神的面前献上的敬拜、悔改、认罪，但是去仰望神的祷告。
But because he found the commandments of Moses, he led himself and the whole nation back to God in prayer.
我们看见以斯帖王后，当他要拯救犹太人的时候，他能够愿意去抵抗王的命令，然后呢，把自己的生命置之于度外之前，他是禁食祷告的。Queen Esther.
Also, we see Queen Esther, being the savior of her people, she also humbled herself and risked her life to pray to God.
我们看见约伯在受苦难的时候。
And also, Job, when he was suffering.
我们看见当他的朋友都不知道怎么样安慰他，甚至在他受苦的时候还指责他的时候。
When he was in his suffering, when all of his friends were comforting or actually rebuking him,
他怎么样在神的面前倾心吐意。
And how he
opened his heart out,
opened his heart out before the Lord.
他怎么样让他心里面的这个不满，心里面的悲苦，在神的面前他完全的释放。
And he was open and free to speak about all of his sufferings and his
discontentment
before the Lord.
当他不了解神为什么允许这么多的苦难在他的生命当中，完全没有一点头绪的时候，他在神的面前他求问神。
And when he didn't understand why this is all happening, he was open to the Lord and asked why.
所以我们用圣经里面神的话语，我们来学习这样的祷告。
So let's use the scripture on how to pray.
那第二点，我们怎么样子来学习正式的祷告呢？
The second way of praying formally,
就是我们要把祷告的人和事写下来。
So that we should make lists of what we want to pray for.
我们要能够有一个祷告的清单。
We should have a checklist for our prayers.
我们把我们祷告的对象，这些人，我们要把我们祷告的这个事情，我们能够列出来。
So what we want to pray for, the specific people, situation, or things, we should...put them down on a list.
那当然如果你如果能够将所有的人和所有的事全部都记在脑海里，那太棒了，你有超人的记忆力。
Well, if you have a supernatural memory, then you don't need this list.
那我是需要写下来的。
But for me, I need a list.
我有很多的人是在我的心中。
There's a lot of people that are on my heart.
然后我经常为他们祷告。
And I pray for them often.
那这些人我当然可能就不写在这个单子上面。
Of course, those people I don't write down on this list.
但是同样的，有许多的人，有许多的事情，我写在纸上，或我把记在这个手机里面。
But there are certain people or things or situations that I would write down as notes on my phone. 那
我喜欢把它们写下来，因为当神回应这个祷告的时候，你可以看，我可以回去看神怎么样的成就，怎么样的应允这些的祷告。
Because once the prayer is answered, I can go back and look at that list and really see how the prayers for these people and these things were answered.
在教会里面，很多人都是我时常祷告的。
And I often pray for people in the church.
那我知道刘长老也时常为这些人祷告。
And same thing with Pastor Alex, often pray for them.
我们教会的执事们。
And for the deacons.
带领各事工和小组的负责的同工。
And the small group leaders.
很多教会里面面对病痛的弟兄姐妹。
And the brothers and sisters that are feeling ill.
当然还有许多，特别是找了我。要让我去替他们祷告的这些人。
Of course, people that have reached out to me to pray for them.
我也经常的将我们教会里面的婚姻和家庭摆在祷告当中。
I also often pray for families and the marriages of brothers and sisters in our church.
但是你知道这不包括我为我们教会所支持的宣教士还有宣教的事工写出的这个单子，固定的替他们祷告。
And also, the missionaries that we support are also on this list.
那这些只是人而已。
But these are all people.
那更不用说在心里面，不论是为着自己的灵魂，为家庭，为教会，甚至为这个社会或整个世界，常常会有不一样的感动和负担要去祷告的事。
But in my heart, there's also for my own spiritual life, for my family, for the people around me, this nation, this world, those things are on my heart that I often pray for.
所以我鼓励你将圣灵摆在你的心中，让你去关心，让你去照顾，让你去祷告的把这些人事物记下来。
So you should pray that the Holy Spirit may put certain people and things or situations onto your heart so that you can pray for them.
不要想一想就算了。
Don't just think about it, and then that's it.
你知道我过去一年多晚上做梦的时候，梦见奇奇怪怪的梦。
You know, after past year, I've often have weird dreams.
Yeah, 我就不细讲了。
I won't go into them in detail.
我这些梦是我过去四十多年从来都没有过的梦。
And these dreams are dreams that I've never had for 40 years of my life.
是不重复的梦。
It's a dream that is not repeated.
但是呢。梦都很生动。
But the dreams are very vivid.
比电影还好看。
It's actually better than a movie.
但是有，然后呢，就经常有一些我想象不到的人在这个梦里面出现。
And sometimes in these dreams, there are people that I can't even think of appearing in my dreams.
那当有一些我觉得很奇怪为什么会在我梦中出现人的时候。
So when I think about, well, why would this person appear in my dream?
只要 我醒来，如果还记得，我就替他祷告。
So if I wake up and I still remember that dream, I would pray for that person.
你知道上一周有一个多奇怪的人跑到我梦里面。
So do you know who appeared in my dream last week?
大家都很紧张，是不是我
？Everyone might be nervous.
你们都经常在我祷告当中，所以不奇怪了啊。
So you guys are often in my prayer, so it's not odd.
是一个卖越南面的老板。
It was the owner of a first restaurant.
这可能我在他店里面吃佛吃了大概三十多年了。
It's because I eat at his restaurant for about 30 years.
Uncle Peter 从小带我们去那家吃的。
Uncle Peter took us to that restaurant ever since we were young.
这老板怎么会跑到我梦里面？
Why would this restaurant owner come into my dream?
而且还不是跑龙套。
跑龙套？
He's not like an extra.
Oh, he's not an extra. He's the main character.
他是主角哎。
He's the main character.
他跟我有很长的对谈交谈。
And I had a long conversation with him.
然后我就说，哇，这个人心怎么这么好啊？我本来对他印象不是很好。
And I thought to myself, wow, this guy has a really good heart. I actually didn't have a good impression of him.
所以呢，我起来我就开始替他祷告。
So once I woke up, I prayed for him.
那我现在在考虑是不是要跑去他店里面跟他传福音。
So now I'm considering, should I go to his restaurant to share the gospel with him?
我现在在想是不是他生命当中有什么需要，神要差遣我去跟他说话，我不知道，这很奇怪，跑到店里面，老板在吗？
So I'm thinking to myself, maybe there's something in his life that he needs. It might be rather weird to just run into his restaurant and ask for this owner.
所以你也帮我祷告。
So please pray for me.
如果你心里面有感动，那然后你说对啊，神就是让你去，那我就去。
So if you have a burden in your heart that says I should go, then let me know.
所以当神和当圣灵把一些人或事放在你的心中感动你的时候，你要去关心他，你要去照顾他，你要祷告他，但你要记下来，你别忘他。
So once the Holy Spirit has put these people into your heart to pray for them, make sure you make that list so that you don't forget.
你可以把它写在纸上，你可以把它记在你的手机里面。
So you can either write it down on a piece of paper or put it in the notes in your phone.
那要记得，我这只是讲到两方面的这个后半部分，是不是？
So this is only the latter half of this second.
我们要能够自由无拘束的，我们也要正式的祷告。
We need to be free and open, but we also need to be formal in our prayer.
用祷告单来祷告，弟兄姐妹，不能是你祷告的全部。
Using a checklist to pray can't be,
cannot
be the only way.
Yeah, cannot be all of your prayer.Right? 你不要忘了，在神的面前，那个能够自由、敞开、无拘束的祷告是很有价值的。
It is valuable to be open and free in your prayers.
因为神重视这样子的祷告。
Because God honors that.
神重视这样的心。
God honors that heart.
神重视这样的人。
And God honors the people.
所以我们两者都要。
So we need to have both.
我们不是从二选一。
And it's not to select one from the two.
所以我们要具体落实这个祷告的方式。第一个就是我们要能够要有自由释放的祷告，但是我们要学好正式的祷告。
So again, to emphasize this is to be, we need to be free and open, but we also need to be formal in our prayer.
所以我们要来到神的面前，然后我们要去亲近他。
So we need to come before the Lord and draw near to Him.
我们要能够非正式的、不受拘束的、自由流畅的，借着祷告将我们的需要、我们的感恩、我们的赞美献给神。
So without any restriction or constraints, you should be free and open to worship and praise and to pray to God.
但是同时呢，我们也要能够正式的来到他的面前，将我们心中所想的、所求的、所关心的呈现给他。
But also formally, we should grant our present our requests to the Lord.
我们正式的，我们借着圣经里面的话语。
So formally, we would use scripture.
我们借着神他自己的话。
God's own words.
我们借着这些祷告单。
Or these prayer lists.
我们来到神的面前。
We come before the Lord.
如果你有恒切的祷告，
If you are constant in prayer,
那么在你的生活，在你的祷告生活当中，你就会追求在神的面前能够有那种自然、自由流露的释放的祷告。
Then in your prayer life, you will naturally be very free and open in your prayer.
但是同样的，你也会学习怎么样正式的来到我们的神面前祷告。
But at the same time, you would also learn how to be formal in your prayers before Lord.
那第二个恒切祷告的方式呢，就是我们要单独的祷告，同时我们也要与其他的人一起祷告。
So the second method of how to pray is you need to both pray alone and pray with others.
我们要能够单独的祷告，但是我们一定也要与他人一起祷告。
So praying alone and praying with others.
恒切的祷告表示你会固定的有单独的祷告时间，也会固定的在信徒的聚集中祷告。
So being constant in prayer is that you will have a schedule and a dedicated time in praying alone and a dedicated schedule in praying with others.
恒切的祷告表示你会固定的有单独祷告时间，但是你也固定的与弟兄姐妹、其他的信徒一起祷告。
So being constant in prayer is to have a dedicated schedule to praying alone and a dedicated schedule to praying with others.
能够经由主耶稣基督，然后能够单独的与神会面，这是必要的。
It is necessary for you to meet God and Jesus alone.
Meet God through Jesus alone.
Meet God through、
right?
Jesus alone.
一个人如果不能借着耶稣来到神的面前，那这个人事实上没有基督徒实际的信心。
If you can't meet God through Jesus alone, then you don't have you don't have enough faith.
如果一个人没有经常的借着耶稣与神交流、与神联合的话，那这个人事实上也得不到信心的成长。
So a person that does not meet God through Jesus in prayer, can't grow in their spiritual life.
你知道，如果一个孩子知道他们的爸爸、他们的妈妈经常有单独与耶稣在一起的时间的话，这是带给孩子们很大很大的帮助。
So when a child knows how to draw near to...
When a child knows that daddy and mommy goes to the Lord Jesus alone in prayer. 若孩子们知道那些爱他们的人是经常在祷告当中把他们交托给神的时候。
When a child knows that the people that care for them and love them often... brings them up in prayer,
那他们在他们的生命当中就会得到力量，就会有自信，就会有安全感。
So then they would feel confident and secure in their life.
夫妻之间也是如此啊。
Same thing with husband and wife.
在一个基督徒的婚姻当中，
In a Christian marriage,
没有比 夫妻能够彼此执着地为你所爱的配偶祷告更能够坚固，更能够加深你们夫妻之间彼此的情感和爱的联系。
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, nothing can enrich the love and bond in a Christian marriage more than the devotion of prayer one spouse invests in walking with God and spouse invested for the other.
Yeah. Okay. 再讲一次，很重要哈。在一个基督徒的婚姻当中
，In a Christian marriage,
当夫妻能够彼此执着的为你的配偶祷告
，When one of the spouse is devoted in prayer for the other.
这就是你能够为你的婚姻所做出最大的贡献和投入。
That is the biggest investment for what you can do for your marriage.
因为彼此的祷告是能够坚固加深你们之间的感情。
Because praying for one another can strengthen the bond and the love in the marriage.
而可以紧紧的将你们两个人在爱当中能够紧紧的联系起来。
And can connect the both of you, tightly within the marriage.
这是神的祝福啊。
That is a blessing from God.
那当然，除了我们单独的祷告之外，我想今天在教会里面，在基督徒当中，最被忽略的是跟别人一起祷告。
So not only praying alone, but today in the church, the prayer that is neglected the most is praying with others.
我们要自己祷告。
We should pray on our own.
但是我们也要肢体在一起祷告。
But we should pray together as one body.
我们要能够有单独的祷告。
We need to have prayer alone.
但是我们也要有与他人一起的祷告。
But we should also have prayers with other brothers and sisters.
我们在圣经里面就看到，甚至是初期的这个教会，我们看到很多很多信徒们肢体聚集在一起的祷告。
We see this in the early church in the book of Acts that brothers and sisters often got together in prayer.
不论是描述祷告或者是教导祷告，我们看见都是一个团体祷告的一个呈现。
Not just in the display of prayer or the teaching of prayer, but we see that people gather together in prayer.
你看啊，我们看啊，使徒行传一章十四节。
So if we look at Acts chapter 1 verse 14.
这些人和几个妇女，耶稣的母亲玛利亚，还有他的兄弟们，他们都在一起，怎么样？同心恒切的祷告。
All these with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers.
这是很正常、很平常的一个信徒的经历。
That's a normal experience for those early believers.
使徒行传二章四十二节。
Also in Acts chapter 2 verse 42,
他们都恒心地遵守使徒的教训，这是讲到基督徒，他们就是这些基督徒们，遵守使徒的教训，彼此相通，擘饼祷告。 That's right there, you can read it off that.
And they devoted the apostles' teaching and the fellowship to the breaking of bread and the prayers.
使徒行传十二章十二节，当彼得神奇的从监狱当中出来之后，
After Peter was miraculously released from prison,
他就到了约翰的母亲玛利亚家里去，然后有许多人在那边聚集，是在为他祷告。
And he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, and there are many people praying for him.
也就是说，祷告聚会对基督徒来说是一个很平常、很自然的一件事。
So in other words, prayer meetings gathered by people in prayer together is a very natural thing.
我们在圣经里面的初代的信徒、初代的教会看见，这是一个他们在一起聚集的一个很自然的呈现。
We see that in the early church, that is a natural occurrence.
为什么信徒经常要聚在一起祷告呢？
Why is it important for believers to gather together?
当然他们相信祷告的大能。
Of course, they believe in the power of prayer.
可是他们相信祷告的大能是因为，不是只是因为他们信。
But they believe in the power of prayer not because of just their belief.
Yeah, not only because they believe in it, right? 它不是只是因为他们信这个能力，是因为他们对祷告的信靠和委身，使得他们在祷告当中看见神的奇妙的供应和大能的作为。
Yeah.
So the early Christians gather to pray because they believe in the power of prayer, but not only because they believe. In their dedication to prayer, they have seen and they have experienced the power of prayer. 他们相信在一起祷告是有大能力的。
Because they believe when they gather together, there is power.
因为他们在这样的祷告当中，他们看见神用大能来回应他们的祷告。
Because they've experienced that when they pray in that way, God responds and answers their prayer.
所以圣经里面让我们看到的一幅图画就是，重视祷告的人一定是经常与其他神的子民一起祷告的人。
So Scripture shows us the people that prayer is important for the people. The people that holds prayer as important.
Are the people who prays with other Christians,
yes.
Right? 圣经里面让我们看见的就是，如果我们重视祷告，如果我们要经历祷告，那我们是经常与其他的信徒一起祷告的。
So if we see prayer as important, then we will want to pray with others.
那你自己在这件事情上面你是怎么样呢？
So how are you?
你知道这个不是一个资深基督徒的高等操练。
So this is not something that is just practiced by super Christians.
这是一个入门基督徒都要有的基本基础啊。
This is the rudimentary thing that Christians do.
It's not advanced Christianity. It's basic Christianity. Okay? 神乐意见到属他的子民在一起祷告。
God is delighted when he sees his people gather together to pray.
神乐意看到他的儿女同心的啊，有爱心的在他的面前祷告。
He's delighted when they come together to pray in love and to pray and care for others.
神喜悦看到他的儿女，甚至是心中带着痛苦、破碎、有需求的时候来到他的面前祷告。
And God also delights when his children comes before him in need and is humbled or in suffering.
神喜悦见到我们带着信心到他的面前祷告。
Because he's pleased when we come before him with our faith.
但是神也悦纳当我们自己信心不够的时候来到他面前的祷告。
But God is also pleased when we're lacking in faith and we come before him.
当我们在一起祷信徒聚在一起祷告的时候，弟兄姐妹，神成就都是奇妙的事情。
So when believers gather together in prayer, he responds miraculously.
当我们信徒聚集在一起祷告的时候，我们就看见神喜悦回应这样的祷告。
When we gather together in prayer, we see that God is pleased and answers our prayers.
一起的祷告是有功效，是有大能力的。
When we gather together in prayer, that's with power.
因为一起的祷告是神用大能去回应的祷告。
Because praying together is when God answers in power.
我们教会每周有祷告聚会。
Every week, our church has a prayer meeting.
我知道我们早上也有一群弟兄姐妹们固定每天的有祷告聚会。
We also know daily there is a group of brothers and sisters that pray in the morning.
我们小组聚会的时候，不论是团契时间，或有时候只是很自然的几个弟兄姐妹聚在一起有祷告。
And in our fellowships and our small groups, sometimes we'll gather together in small groups to pray.
我们教会每年年初的时候，为什么要有新年的祷告
？So why do we have an all church New Year's prayer meeting.
我们在一起，我们要为福音外展这个暑期的福音夏令营，我们要祷告。
And we need to pray for the kids' summer camp, for the sharing of the spreading of the gospel.
我们在主日敬拜当中，我们有一起的祷告。
And during Sunday service, we have prayer together.
我们在领圣餐的时候，我们有肢体一起的祷告。
And when we have prayer together, when we take Holy Communion.
当我们在一起肢体在神的面前敬拜的时候，我们就有肢体在一起的祷告。
And when we gather together to worship, we have a gathering of togetherness in prayer.
所以让我们学习跟别人一起祷告。
So let us learn how to pray with others.
整个教会在一起。
When the whole church is together.
或者只是与你的小组。
Or within your own small group.
或者只是两三个人在一起。
Or it's between two and three people.
以赛亚书五十六章六到七节，神这样子说。
In Isaiah 56, verses
6 and 7. 至于那些与耶和华联合的外族人，为着要侍奉他耶和华爱耶和华的名，做他仆人的，就是谨守安息日，不亵渎这日，又谨守我的约的。神说：“我必领他们到我的圣山，使他们在属于我的祷告的殿中喜乐。他们献的燔祭和他们的祭品，在我的祭坛上必蒙悦纳，因为我的殿必称为万族祷告的殿。”
And the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord to minister to him, to love the name of the Lord, and to be his servants, everyone who keeps the Sabbath and does not profane it.And holds fast my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples.
让我们一起上网，为主将我们的教会建立成一个出众的属神的祷告的殿。
So let us look forward to establishing our church and distinguishing ourselves.As a house of prayer for the Lord.
所以如果呢，你是对祷告认真的人。
So if you are serious about prayer.
但是你却不经常与其他的信徒一起祷告。
But you don't pray with others often.
盼望你今年里面你可以做个突破。
So we hope that you have a breakthrough this year.
所以我们讲到两者都要。
So we need both aspects.
我们要能够自由的祷告，我们要能够正式的祷
告。We need to be free and formal in our prayers.
我们要能够单独的祷告，我们要肢体一起祷告。
And we need to pray alone, and we need to pray with others.
那第三，我们在学习祷告的时候如何祷告呢？我们要能够与神说话，但是我们也要聆听他与我们说话。
And the third way is to talk to God, but also to listen to Him.
在我们的祷告当中，弟兄姐妹，我们不但是对神说啊，我们要学习听神对我们说话。
So in our prayers, we need to talk to God, but also we need to learn how to listen for Him.
你知道神不是美国有这个玩具啊，是一个黑球，这个黑球是好像是你要寻求宇宙当中的旨意的时候，你问问题，你拿那个球你摇一摇，然后摇完了里面就会有个答案给你。
There's a special toy where you can ask this toy, this magic eight ball, a question on anything in the universe, and it will give you an answer.
Yeah, 叫做魔术黑球。你摇完了，他就说 yes, 摇完了 no, 摇完了 maybe, 摇完了 try again.
So this magic eight ball will give you these responses: yes, no, maybe, or try again.
太容易了，这你摇摇，他就讲行不行。重来一次，再等等吧。
Yeah, it's very simple. You shake it, and it will respond by yes, no, try again.
太多人把神当成这个魔术球。
Too many people see God as this magic eight ball.
那很多人还学哦，我听说了，我们祷告的时候，神会给我们三种回答，一个就是是，一个不是，一个是你再等等。
Or we also hear of people think that God's answer is always yes, no, or maybe.
神不是一个机器，他也不是一个玩具。
God is not a toy or a robot.
神，他最想要的，弟兄姐妹，是与你能够交谈。
What he delights in, what he wants the most, is to have a conversation with you.
神最喜爱的是你在祷告当中亲近他的时候，他借着你跟他祷告的时间，他能够来建立你。
What he wants is that during your prayer with him, as you're drawing near to him, he is building you up.
他不是只要做一个是或不是的，好像这样的一个像其他的那种邪神偶像一样。
He's not a like any other idol that just tells you yes or no.
像那阿拉丁神灯里面的灯神，就是你要什么呢？你要求我就给就好了，或不给。
He's not like the genie in Aladdin where he'll give you wishes.
所以有人在
grant you wishes.
对，有些人祷告在祷告当中求神给他一个孩子，是不是？
So some people will in their prayer ask for a child.
神也许不是说我给你个孩子或不给你个孩子啊。
And God can say, I can give you a child or not give you a child.
他不一定这样子回答。
He may not answer that way.
他不只是说好或不好。
He doesn't answer in that way, yes or no.
他可能在你祷告当中他说你为什么要一个孩子啊？
But in your prayer, he may ask you, why do you want a child?
你已经有十个孩子了，你还要？
You already have 10 children. Why do you need another one?
可能神会说你要孩子的这个心这么的重，当你有了孩子之后，你还会对我忠心吗？
He may ask, you want this child so bad. Once I give you this child, will you still be loyal to me?
甚至神会问你，你现在的信心是怎么样啊？
Or he may ask you, how is your faith?
如果你求这个孩子，结果我不给你孩子，你是不是就对我失去信心，不跟随我了呢？
So if you ask for this child and I don't give you a child, will you lose your trust and your faith in me.
我们家的双胞胎，老幺，双胞胎就是我们家的双胞胎两个孩子当中小的那个，他在怀孕的时候，他是有很严重的先天性的问题。
The youngest in my family, the younger of the twin, Izzy, when she was in the womb, there was a complication.
医生说他只有10%的存活率。
The doctor said that she only has a 10% survival rate.
那就算生出来的可能呢活不了多久，因为心脏脑部有问题。
Or even if she was born, she would she would have, what was it?
She may not survive
she
long.
She may not survive
yeah,
long.
Yeah, because she has heart problem and, or brain problem. 但神没有用是或不是来回答。
But God didn't answer yes or no.
神就说如果这个孩子 就是生不出来就死了呢？
God asked, well, what if this child dies or dies during birth?
那甚至如果这孩子生出来他就是天生的心脏有问题或脑部有问题 那又如何呢？
Or if once she's born and she will have complications with her heart, then what?
神就说你能够将这个孩子的性命真的交在我手中吗？
And he asked, are you able to put the life of this child in my hands?
那在这当中就是跟神对话。
So then that was a conversation between me and God.
我曾经跟神求让他能够医治 Cindy 的眼睛。
I once prayed for the healing of Cindy's vision.
因为他在三十多岁的时候那时候老三才刚出生。
Because when she was 30, we had our third child.
那个时候他发现他的眼睛越看越模糊。
And during that time, she noticed vision was going away.
眼科医生还让介绍我们去认识一个这个视网膜专家。
And our doctor referred us to a specialist,
specialist. 就后来发现这个所谓的专家根本是写教科书的专家。
And then we realized this retina specialist is just a
no, not just a. 他不但是专家，他是写教科书的专家。
Oh, he's not only a specialist, but he writes books for specialists.
就他看了 Cindy 的这个眼睛的情形。
So after he saw Cindy.
他回去他的办公室大概十几分钟。
He went back to his office for about 10 to 15 minutes.
然后他出来。
And then came out.
他说我看你这个情形我是有个诊断可是我不确定所以我要回去查教科书。
So after seeing the situation, I have a diagnosis, but I'm not sure. So I need to confirm.
他说第一你眼睛的这个问题现在的医学没药治没手术可以开。
And the first in your situation,At this point in the medical industry, there's no,
cure. Yeah. 然后呢，你的视力只会越来越差，最后你会失明。
And your vision will just get worse and worse, and eventually you'll lose your vision.
那他说，为什么我不确定这个诊断呢？
And he said, the reason why I can't be 100% sure.
因为你眼睛的这个情况啊，一般。都是到老年七八十九十岁的人才会看见的。
Because your situation, we only see this type of these symptoms in elderly people.
所以呢，他们眼睛渐渐失明，很多人眼睛都还没瞎，人就不在了。
So a lot of times, as these elderly have these symptoms, they would usually pass away before they lose all their vision.
他说我没见过你那么年轻的人有这个问题。
And I have not seen someone this young have this symptom.
我在年纪轻，然后家里面还三个孩子。
So we're young and we already have three children.
那看不见怎么办？
What would happen if she really lost her sight?
那我替她祷告。
So I prayed for her.
那可是呢？神就问了，他就说：“如果我让他失明又怎么样
？”So then God asked me, "What?"
那如果他看不见，你怎么爱他
？If she lost her vision, how are you going to love her?
如果他失明，你要怎么爱我
？And if she lost her vision, how are you to love me?
我是用信心替他祷告。
So I prayed for her in faith.
因为我知道神能够医治。
Because I know God can heal her.
我也相信神会医治。
And I believe that God can heal her.
但是我这个用信心的祷告，弟兄姐妹，我那时候是准备祷告，可能祷告个十五年。
But during that time, I was prepared to pray for 15 years.
或者是我一生就是这样子祷告。
Or I would pray that all my life, for the rest of my life.
我祷告到我看见神的医治。
I would pray until I see God's healing.
但是在与神交谈的这个过程当中
，But during my conversation with God，
神就建立我
，God strengthened me，
神也建立 Cindy，And
God strengthened Cindy。
结果很奇妙呢。
Then miraculously,
六个月之后
after 6 months,
她的症状不见了。
Her symptoms went away.
回去看这个专家的时候，专家说我检查半天看不见那个当初看到的症状，到底怎么搞的？他说不知道。
And going back to the specialist, he doesn't know what happened. He can't explain it.
这是神的医治。
That is God's healing.
但是神将我们带到了那个我们要准备接受这个噩耗，或者是接受甚至经历这件我们认为坏事情之后，但是我们看见他把这个事情扭转过来。
So during this situation, God led us to a place where we need to submit and accept, but then experience the turnaround.
所以你跟神祷告的时候，弟兄姐妹，你不要占用整个时间，就是一直不断的在神的面前说说说说说，求求求求求。
So don't use all the time in your prayer to just ask, 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 and request and request.
你在跟神祷告的时间的时候，弟兄姐妹，你要听神。
So when you are praying to God, you need to learn how to listen.
你会惊讶的，你会惊喜的。
You will be amazed and you will be surprised.
你会被神安慰的，你会被神充满的。
You will be comforted and you will be filled, made full by God.
你会被更新的。
And you will be renewed.
好了，第四，我们祷告的时候，我们要学习要能够随时的祷告，我们也要定时的祷告。
The fourth way is you need to be spontaneous and have a schedule, dedicated schedule for your prayer.
随时的祷告，定时的祷告，就是讲到我们什么时候祷告。
So being spontaneous and having a schedule is when you should pray.
我们要经常能够学习在一天的时间当中随时的祷告。
And you should learn that during the course of the day, being spontaneous and pray at any time.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十七节里面讲到，就是我们要不住的祷告。
Paul says in 1 Thessalonians, be constant in your prayer.
Pray without ceasing. Yeah. 我们要不断的在我们的灵里面与神与神的灵有这样子一个不间断的交流。
We should have this constant connection with God.
我们与神同行。
We walk with God.
我们与圣灵同行。
And we walk with the Spirit.
我们知道他是与我们在一起的。
We know that He is with us.
神没有给我们任何的规定或要求或程序，才允许我们去跟他祷告。
He didn't give us any regulations or rules or ordinances, approach him in prayer.
你不需要先去跟神的那个你不需要去跟他的助理去约个时间，你才能跟神祷告。
You don't need to make an appointment with God's assistant in order to meet him in prayer.
所以你一天当中你可以有很多很多的祷告。
So throughout the day, you can have many, multiple prayer times.
而且是随时可能发生的。
And it could be spontaneous, happen at any time.
这是好的。
That is good.
也是自然的。
And it's natural.
这个就是恒切的祷告。
That is being constant in prayer.
那但是如果你只有这种随时随地随时激发的祷告，那这样的祷告也祷告不长啊，你也学习不了祷告。
But only being spontaneous, you can't pray for long and you won't learn the meaning of prayer.
你要能够真正的能够有好的随处随时随处的祷告，那么你需要好好的学习怎么样子定时的在神的面前有好的祷告。
You should be spontaneous in your prayer.
In order for you to have really good spontaneous prayers and actually have it bear fruit, you must be able to have good discipline with your regular scheduled prayers. 所以呢，弟兄姐妹，我就鼓励你们，也提醒你们，我们每天我们也是要固定的把一段时间分别出来作为祷告的时间。
So I encourage you to be spontaneous and to pray throughout the course of the day, but also learn to be disciplined and to schedule your prayers.
可以是一天的清晨，可以是你中午吃饭的时候，也可能是晚上睡觉之前。
It could be early in the morning, during your lunchtime, or before you go to bed.
希望我们能够在我们的一天的接下来的罪年，剩下来的罪年当中，我们计划这样子做去做。
So we hope that we can make a plan and devote that plan.
固定的去与神见面。
Scheduled to meet with God.
你可以这样子尝试啊，当你在你每日读经的时候。
You can experience this or try this when you're doing your devotions.
就将经文里面的内容变成你的祷告。
And what you've read in your devotion time, let that become your prayer.
这就变成一个你很甜蜜的一个每日灵修、安静亲近主的时间。
Then it could be a very sweet, dedicated time for you and God together.
你每天不论是有进度的读圣经，或者是你是一节的一章的这样读，你就把你读的变成你在神面前的祷告。
So whatever, if it's just a passage or a chapter.Whatever you've read during devotion time, just use that as your prayer.
为自己祷告。
And pray for yourself.
为家人祷告。
Pray for your family.
为教会祷告。
Pray for the church.
为这个社会祷告。
Pray for the society.
为这个世界祷告。
And pray for this world.
然后你就等着看。
And wait and see.
然后就看神会怎么样回应。
And you can wait on how God will respond.
但是这样的祷告，这样子看见神的工作，它不会自己发生的。
And praying like this, it won't happen by itself.
我们要去计划，我们要去追求。
We have to plan and we have to pursue.
所以我们要能够随时的祷告，我们也要分别时间来祷告。
So we should be spontaneous and have a schedule.
我相信当我们都这样去做的时候，你会看见你的祷告的生活是这么的丰富。
And if you try this, you'll find that your prayer life will be abundant.
你会看见神不断不断的因着你的祷告祝福你，祝福你周围的人。
And you'll see blessings upon yourself and also those around you.
所以神要我们学的就是恒切的祷告。
So what God wants us to learn is to be constant in prayer.
我们讲到我们要祷告。
And we need to pray.
我们要怎么样祷告呢？
And how are we to pray?
要能够自由无拘束的祷告。
So to pray freely and formally.
但是我们要正式的祷告。
Pray freely and formally.
我们要能够单独的祷告，但是我们要经常的与他人一起祷告。
We need to pray alone, but also often pray with others.
祷告的时候跟神说话。
And when we pray, we should talk to God.
同时要聆听神与你说话。
But also to learn to listen to him.
随时的祷告，但是我们也要分开时间定时的祷告。
Be spontaneous and have a schedule in our prayers.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
父神，我们感谢你的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
我们感谢你圣灵引领我们。
And we thank you for your guidance in the Spirit.
主，你要我们在祷告当中丰富的经历你祷告的大能。
And through prayer, you want us to experience the power of prayer.
求主让我们在今年当中，我们每日的学习恒切的祷告。
And may you help us to learn this year how to be constant in prayer.
主让我们借着祷告当中，我们看见你丰富的供应。
And through prayer, we can experience your abundance.
我们能够心中得到喜乐的充满。
And be filled with joy in our hearts.
我们可以因着你奇妙的作为，主，我们的心中得到满足。
And our hearts will be filled through your miraculous
workings. 主，我们要为自己祷告。
We should pray for ourselves.
我们要为众人祷告。
We pray for others.
我们期待看见你奇妙的作为。
And we want to expect your miraculous works.
愿我们的教会真的在你的面前。主啊，成为你祷告的殿。
And may our church be a house of prayer.
Amen.
Amen.